there. Got it? We'll see if anybody can hit them, and then I'll tell you the reason we're doing it, okay? Who would like to go first? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, we'll start right here. Come on up. We'll let you stand right about here. Pull the pull it back. Pull that orange thing back. And we put the dart in next. There you go. Now you stick the dart in. You put the dart in first, it doesn't work. All right. So, all you gotta do is knock the cup over. No problem. Easy. Well, might be a problem. Sorry. Next! Who thinks they can do better? Okay, come on. Here we go. You get a chance. Promise you.
Oh!
Who wants to try next?
Well, sir.
All right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Here you
go, right here.
You'll probably get it.
He's so cute. Oh, no, he's pushing into this.
Right there.
He's like Jasmine.
Hold that. There you go. Ready? Go.
Oh, that was close.
Good one. All right. Man, come on, Minecraft. You can do it.
Got the pose. Got the
pose. Oh, hey, man,
you. All right, come on, someone else. All right. There we go. You probably need one of these.
Call of Duty.
That's no fair.
Oh, right over the top. Someone else. Gotta get this done. Okay, come on.
It's kind of like I'm here.
Watch me. Yeah. Would that be great?
There you go.
Almost.
Anything you say or do that would be bad. Yes. Anything that goes against God's law. Good. Yes.
Bad stuff.
When you bite someone. Yes.
That's true. Very good.
I'm in trouble.
Very good.
No, of course not. All right. Good. Good. Anybody else have a different answer? Okay, sin is all those things you guys talked about, but the original interpretation, the original definition of the word sin is missing the mark. Missing the mark. So sin is whenever God wants us to do these good things over here, but instead we decide to do the bad things over here. That's what a sin is. Instead of going and doing the good things God wants us to do and hitting the mark, see, they really do fall over. We just miss the mark and we do the bad things instead. Now, what would cause us to do something bad? Yeah. When you're sad and you want someone else to feel sad with you? Yeah? Huh? Some people do, you're right, but you don't. No, good.
When someone tells you to do it, but you don't know that it's bad until the end when they tell
Oh, when someone tells you to do it and you don't know it's bad until after you do it, you go, uh-oh. You do it out of anger? You do what? You get in trouble, yes. When you do what? When you bite people, yes. Yes. I do too. So what causes us sometimes to sin is called a temptation, right? You guys know what a temptation is? Give me an example of a temptation. What? Okay, you got a bowl of candy, you're tempted to eat it. But if it's okay to eat the candy, then it's really not a temptation. However, if mom and dad said, what?
No.
Don't eat the candy, but it's sitting right there. It's sitting right there. The box of C's is sitting right there. And that's a temptation, right? Give me another. Someone else give me another example of a temptation. Yeah. The temptation is what? Oh, yeah, if you want to get a puppy and you're allergic to it. Yeah, that is a temptation. I had that problem. I'm allergic to fur. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if something's like, say a dog, it's like super cute and you really want it, I'm just like coughing.
It's fine.
Like you love it so much, but you know you can't get it for the moment.
Yeah, so you're tempted. You love a dog so much, but you can't get it. So you're tempted to steal it? No, okay, get it. All right. Good. Sometimes we're tempted to do bad things because we think it would be fun, right? We think it's something good, like candy. It's something that we want. So we get tempted. So I got another game we're going to play here to kind of learn a little bit about temptation. All right, we're going to just set up a little obstacle course here. Yep. Yes. Am I going to what? Am I going to tell you the meaning first?
No.
Okay, see all these cups down here on the ground? These cups are all temptation. All right? And the object is to avoid the temptations. Who thinks they can do it? Yeah? All right, stand right up here. And we're going to see if you can avoid the temptations. Did I mention you're going to be blindfolded? I didn't mention that?
Noah!
Go, Noah!
All right, you have to trust me that you're pointed the right way. So the object is to not touch any of the temptations. If you touch any of the temptations, you get zapped. Okay? Now you got to walk straight. Yeah. You got to go through the obstacle course, not around the obstacle.
That's
smart. Smart.
Remember, if you touch it, you get zapped.
Why would you touch that yet?
You have to use your imagination. Yeah, you cannot look. See, that's a temptation
that's
right
a temptation.
There. Okay, just walk and see. Go. Oh! That was a clever way, but you kind of you got smashed.
Good job.
Does everybody else want to try that?
He does.
Okay, go.
Yeah.
All right. Now, no tempting between cheating here.
Such a great lesson for the kids.
Okay, ready? Ready? You're going the wrong way. All right. There you go. Nope. Now you're going to walk right into the speaker. There you go. Straight.
I feel this.
Walk towards the voice.
Wrong way. Turn right.
Walk towards the voice. I'm not misleading you.
You didn't do
that. Oh, Jack, you already got that. You kick over. She kicks over the temptation. There you go. Okay.
It goes all the way.
Oh, look at her go.
Ooh, you got this.
Good job.
Wow.
Good job.
Okay, so we're going to cover you up and we're going to put you right here, but your brother's going to help you avoid the temptations, okay? Ready? Go. Temptations, right? So what are some things that can help us avoid temptations?
This isn't part of that, but it is actually just make sure that they're helping you get away from it and not helping you get away.
Oh, good. That was good. You guys need to hear that. She said you need to make sure your friends are helping you to get away from it rather than getting away with it. Is that good? I need to write that one down.
I know.
That was really good. Get away from it rather than get away with it. That's excellent. Someone else. What are some ways that we can avoid temptation? We can recognize temptation. Yes. By what? Oh, okay. Yeah. By trying not to go towards temptations, right? We go the other way. Yes. Ask for help. Yeah. Ask for help from a parent, from a friend, like you said. Yeah. Don't be shy either, right? That's how we get in trouble, when we don't ask for help when we need help. Oh, I can do it on my own. It gets bad. Yeah, ask for help. And where can we learn about what God wants us to do and what God doesn't want us to do? Where could we learn about that? Yeah.
Common sense.
Common sense.
The
Bible is an excellent place. That's where God tells us. Yes.
Church,
where we go and learn about the Bible. Very, very good. Excellent, excellent job. All right, I've got another thing I'm going to show you here. To kind of give you an idea here. But while I'm doing that, I'm going to put a verse up on the screen here. The Bible says, Jesus said, I tell you that anyone who chooses a life of sin is trapped and is in fact a slave of sin. That's what we're going to learn about. When we choose to sin, we end up getting trapped by sin. So let's see if we can read that together. Everybody together. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Jesus said, I tell you that anyone who chooses a life of sin is trapped
and is in fact a slave.
Good. So this is sin. All right? This here is going to be the flaming temptation. All right? And this here is you.
Uh-oh.
All right? So this is sin. This is you. Notice, it doesn't fit, right? It doesn't fit. But look what happens when temptation comes along. Nice flaming temptation. Us right in. Now, we're trapped. When we choose to sin, we're trapped by sin. And we can't get out. We're stuck. We've done things wrong and we're trapped. Jesus said, I tell you, anyone who chooses to sin, who chooses the light of sin, is trapped and is in fact a slave. Can you guys think of anybody else who looked like they were trapped but escaped? Someone from the Bible. Yes. Jesus, how was he trapped? He was dead, right? Jesus was dead. He was in the grave. He was sealed in a tomb. And what happened? What happened to Jesus after he died? Three days later, he came out of his tomb. It was called the resurrection. He rose from the dead. Yes?
And that was actually on Sunday.
Which was on Sunday, and why church is on Sunday. Good. Look at the next verse here. It says, through Jesus, everyone who believes is set free from every sin. Acts 13:39. So here we are. We're trapped by sin. Right? Trapped. But through Jesus, this is going to be Jesus. Well, this worked for me before.
Yeah, it's okay. Get the lighter in the top.
Honestly, I practiced this. Jesus took his time.
It's
yeah,
his took
time. Days.
You got time.
And me. So much practice.
Make the water go in the top and pull it.
There.
That felt like pity clapping. Through Jesus, we escape from our sin. Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins so that we can be forgiven. And just like he rose from the dead, we too can be, we can escape our trap. We can escape our sin and we can live life God wants us to live. We can hit the mark. We can do what God wants rather than the things God doesn't want. It says, through Jesus, everyone who believes is set free from every sin. That's the promise of the Bible. But we have to do what? We have to believe. Who knows what it means to believe? It means what? That you can trust somebody. Yeah, when you believe, you trust. Good. Yeah. To put your faith in them. Good. Are you raising your hand or just stretching? Stretching. All right. Yes. Yes, okay. Stretching too. To believe means that we trust somebody. In this case, we trust Jesus. And when we trust somebody, It means that we trust what they say and we can trust what they do. They're someone who's not going to help us get away with it. They're somebody who's going to help us do the right things. In this case, so when we obey Jesus, we're showing trust and we're showing faith. We can put our faith in Jesus through something very simple. I call it ABC. We'll put that up on the screen. A means to accept. We accept that we need to be forgiven and that Jesus died for our sins. B is believe. We believe that Jesus is God and can save us from our sins. And C is commit. Commit means that we do what Jesus says because we trust him. So that's all it takes. It takes us accepting, believing, and committing ourselves to Jesus. I want to give all of you guys a chance to do that this morning. If you feel like you are trapped in this sin, that you need to be set free of, we can pray. And we can just pray and say, God, I'm a sinner. I need to be forgiven. I believe that you died on the cross to save me from my sins, rose again to give me new life. And so I am asking you to come into my life, and I'm going to commit myself to following you for the rest of my life. So if you're ready to do that this morning and accept Jesus in your heart and be set free from sin, we're going to bow our heads and we're going to pray. This would be a great, great way to start out a new year. If you want to do this, just pray something like this. Just pray after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I have done wrong things and disobeyed you. And I want to be set free and forgiven. I believe that you died on the cross to forgive me. I believe you rose from the dead to show you have the power to save me. So I ask you to come into my life right now. I commit myself to following you. And I thank you that at this moment, I'm set free. I thank you that at this moment, you have come into my life. I thank you that at this moment, everything I've done is forgiven. Help me now live for you. Amen. And this morning, if any of you are someone, if any of you prayed that prayer, on your cards, your welcome cards, there's a spot on the box, you can, on the back, that you can just check off, a box you can check off and said, I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'd very, very much like you to do that. Let me know about the decision you made so that I can come alongside of you, pray for you, but also encourage you and support you and help you grow in that decision.
Yeah. That movement through life requires other people. So I think that for me, that's the big takeaway. When we come to communion, we acknowledge the reality that through Jesus, we have become part of something bigger than us, something that all of us are involved in. And so it's appropriate as an act of worship, as an act of response to who God is and what God has done, to talk a little bit about our relationship with each other. The song that we're going to sing as our sending out is about that. And it's going to require you all to stand up. You can do that now. Stand up. It's a song that you probably know. It's going to require you to do some moving. Okay? So this is how this goes. Okay? So the first line of the song says, the chorus says, says, lean on me. So when we say lean on me, you're going to just kind of cross your arms, lean on the person next to you. Go ahead, try practice. Lean on me or somebody near you. Okay. You don't have to touch. Just lean on me. Okay. When you're not, are you ready? I know this is going to be like amazing. When you're not strong, right? So lean on me, practice. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. You're going to high-five somebody near you. I'll hold you when you carry on. Carry something big on. Carry on. Wait, wait for it. Ready? Four.
Really?
It won't be long. So I'm going to need, right? Somebody to lean on. Okay, from the top. Lean on me. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend.
Yes.
No. I'll help you carry on. Four. It won't be long. So I'm going to need somebody to lean on. All right, you good with that?